Off the Ball Rugby.
The story is it's because it's his son, but if it was whatever, Owen O'Brien, with that experience, it's his fourth Lions tour. He does it. This is meat and drink to him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's final whistle. Your comprehensive roundup of the weekend's Gaelic games.
Hello and welcome to Off the Ball's final whistle, your one-stop shop for all the reaction to the weekend's All-Ireland football semi-final action. So after Kerry and Donegal booked their places in the All-Ireland final, we'll get reaction from both camps as the final pairing for the 2025 championships are complete. We'll hear from the Tyrone and Meath camps as their summers come to an abrupt end. And we'll also hear from Kildare as they become Tailteann Cup winners for 2025. But first to today's action, and Donegal cruised into the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final with a dominant 326-15 point win over Meath, setting up a repeat of the 2014 decider against Kerry. Meath, who shot Galway in the quarter-final, were thoroughly outclassed as Donegal's clinical play and second-half surge proved decisive. Despite a relatively strong first-half breeze, Meath squandered some early chances while Donegal were composed and efficient, with Michael Murphy scoring 5 first-half points, including a 2-pointed free, and Michael Langan and Oisin Gallan each adding 2. Leading by 5 at the break, Jim McGuinness's men took full control after the interval. Gallan's goal in the 40th minute, followed by green flags by Kieran Moore and Conor O'Donnell, effectively ended the contest. Meath briefly rallied but quickly faded. Paddy McBrearty added 3 points off the bench, and Donegal's counter-attacking game sealed the rout. The men from Tyrconnell now advanced to face Kerry, rekindling memories of their last All-Ireland final meeting under McGuinness's management 11 years ago, one which they lost by 3 points. The Donegal midfield of Langan and Hugh McFadden dominated the middle third, and they were aided by Jason McGee's impact off the bench with 3 points off his own. Their Bannister, McGuinness told Off the Ball's GA correspondent Tommy Rooney that winning the midfield battle is key to imposing their own game plan.
Yeah, listen, it's huge every day. That's the bottom line. You know, Meath have a lot of big men, obviously you have to take that on. We've a lot of big men ourselves. You know, when we have them all on the pitch. So kickouts have become absolutely huge. Trying to retain your own kickout, Meath got a very good squeeze on us. On the first half, I know we were playing against the breeze, but certainly they did get a really good squeeze on us. We were able to do really well on their kick-out, even towards the end of the first half, and then obviously they were playing against the breeze in the second half. It made it a bit easier. That threat of out over the top doesn't exist to the same level, you know. So yeah, it's a huge part of the game, and then once you get hands on the ball, you can sort of start to implement your own game plan from a possession point of view.
Kieran Moore's goal came from a ruthless textbook Donegal turnover, something which pleases McGuinness.
Oh, listen, it's great. It's great. There's a good bit of commentary, I suppose, about how we play sometimes. Maybe it is a wee bit different than other teams, but, you know, without covering the same ground all the time, you know, that's who we are. Like at this stage of the game, you know, we know what we want to do, and it's been in our blood for a long, long time, and we just try to tap into that. And I think it was Finbar that turned that one over. A brilliant turnover, and we got all the way up the pitch and made it count, you know, which is great. It's encouraging, you know. We're creating, even the first half we created some goal scoring opportunities, and we kind of felt that if we could keep at it and keep tussling ourselves, we could get into more goal scoring opportunity moments, and that's the way it panned out. So yeah, that's positive. Obviously, you know, trying to keep that going is the big one now.
And with the talismanic Michael Murphy replaced by Paddy McBrearty after just 44 minutes, McGuinness insisted that the 35-year-old was not carrying a knock.
No, he didn't. He's good, you know. But, I suppose the strength of the group at the moment is the squad, and everybody's pushing really, really hard. There's a couple of lads there that have trained really well that didn't get on, and the people that did get on, Keelan, even when he came into the game, you know, obviously he's been a huge player for us for the last couple of years. He shored up the middle there and was really solid. So, there's good competition for places, and we'll be back to ground zero on Tuesday night in terms of that now, and everybody will be putting their best foot forward, you know, whether it's the first 15 or trying to get on the pitch or to make the 26. That's what you want within the group, and in fairness to the lads, they've been brilliant in that regard.
Meath will now have to regroup and aim for promotion back to Division 1 early next year as their next port of call. Their manager, Robbie Brennan, said that at times his side made it a little too easy for Donegal.
Yeah, look, we made it easy for them, Tommy, at times too. That's the reality, you know. We had plenty of chances in the first half, And with that breeze, you know, we should have taken way more. We missed, again, we'd said it in the dressing before coming out, it was probably going to come down to efficiency, and ours was poor. And Donegal's is exceptional. You know, even probably the talk or our plan in the second half was really to push them on the twos. We assumed with the breeze they'd go for twos, but they still worked it and worked it and worked it, nearly goals more so than twos they were pushing for. So they're a really good side. They're a really good side, and it should make for a cracking final.
Brennan added that the Royals have a lot of work to do in the off-season.
I want to keep that in our lads' heads, that we're better than we show there today, and we've a lot of work to do over there. But we had a lot of work to do whether we won today or not. We've got to look at the fitness and make sure we keep that up to the level off-season. So when we come back in December or whenever we're allowed back, that we're not behind the curve. That's the reality. And you know, there's a brilliant group there, there's a brilliant squad, there's more to come back into us. There's hopefully, please God, injured guys to come back and one or two away from their travel. So you just hope that pushes us on again up another.
In the Junior All-Ireland Football Decider in Croke Park on Sunday, New York defeated London by a single point, 20 points to 213 to win their third title in a row. Now to yesterday, Kerry stormed into the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final with a commanding second half display to overpower Tyrone, winning 120 to 17 points. Tyrone led 5 points to 2 after 14 minutes, but the Kingdom roared back, with David Clifford starring, finishing with 1-9. Kerry midfielder Joe O'Connor was another standout performer, dominating in defence and in attack. Jack O'Connor's men led by 3 at half-time and then blew the game open with a ruthless 9-point unanswered scoring burst, effectively ending the Red Hands' challenge. Tyrone had hoped the win advantage into the Canal End goal would help them in the second half, but their attack completely collapsed for 22 minutes, in which they were scoreless. While Darragh Canavan briefly kept them in touch, he was one of the few bright lights of a disappointing second half showing. Kerry's relentless pressure, aided by the strong contributions from Killian Spillane off the bench and the Clifford brothers, ensured a third final appearance in 4 years. Tyrone's late scores were merely cosmetic in a game that Kerry had fully controlled by the error mark. Kerry manager Jack O'Connor told Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins that he was happy to be back in another final.
Delighted, yeah, delighted. There's nothing like the 2 weeks, you know, it used to be in the old days, it used to be a bit longer. Was it 4 weeks, Tony? The old three or four weeks to an All Ireland final, but it'll be great 2 weeks. You know, there's always a great buzz around the county, so really looking forward to it now.
And after a standout performance over Armagh last time out, O'Connor was happy with his side's maturity in putting two good showings back to back.
Yeah, look, this is a mature team. Most of the boys now are a good age. They're you know, mid to late 20s, 27, 28. That's a good age group, you know, mature lads. And I think that was a mature performance. We slowed it down when we had to, and we sped it up when we had to. But I thought we kicked the ball through the lines well today. Found David, you know, with a good share of one-on-one situations, and that's always good for us.
Gavin White put in another display which will put him in contention for an all-star wing back. White won numerous breaks which helped his side get the momentum needed to take the game away from Tyrone.
Yeah, look, I suppose when you have a big Kerry support behind you there, when you win a big break like that, you certainly get a lot of energy from it. On the flip side, if Tyrone won the break, we heard the Tyrone crowd and you hear the momentum shifting back and forth. So there's big plays, we talk about big plays coming into this game, not particularly big scores, but breaking ball obviously being a huge one. And unfortunately for us in the first half, we failed in that regard, so we were able to rectify that at half-time. And that's essentially what we did. We focused on breaking the ball, I suppose, and thankfully we were able to capture a few of them.
Tyrone could never get to grips with the lethal Kerry forward line, and their boss Malik O'Rourke was unhappy with some sloppy aspects of their play.
Yeah, it was disappointing the way it got away from us. I suppose at half time we felt we were right in the game. First half we played a lot of good football. We did well on both kickouts. I suppose the downside of that was we gave away a wee bit of possession cheaply. Through our own efforts unforced, and then Kerry put us under pressure times as well, and then we were caught a wee bit at the back. Then we left ourselves a wee bit bare at the back, and obviously David Clifford, we didn't give Paddy enough cover at times, and David Clifford was in particular was very prominent in there. Having said that, at half time we were still right in the game. There was a wee bit of a breeze out there, and we had it in the second half. So we knew if we tidied up and got our defence a wee bit more compact, we were right in the game. I think we got it back to a point, but then we just after that, I think when we got possession, we just weren't able to penetrate the Kerry defence. Our shooting efficiency, but our shot selection at times wasn't great. And Kerry, on the other hand, were very good in possession. They could have had a few more goals, in fairness, and they didn't give away much ball, and they just were able to increase the lead.
David Clifford has not only excelled in the new rules, but also in the new rules in Croke Park. O'Rourke was disappointed that his side couldn't get any pressure on key players out the field, such as Paulie Clifford and Sean O'Shea.
Yeah, look, that is the thing. There's a lot of space in there. I suppose after the last day against Armagh, we felt that we wanted to try and nullify Paulie Clifford as best we could, and Sean O'Shea as well. We were hoping that we'd be able to do that, but be able to get back into a compact shape as well to make sure that the inside forwards, and particularly David Clifford, didn't get as much space as he did. But when you give the ball away, you're obviously scrambling back, and it leaves that space. And then there was times as well that they were able to get through the pressing. We maybe didn't get back quick enough to give Paulie that cover and to be more compact in defence. So it's a tricky balancing act, particularly with teams that have got a number of good forwards. So we did well in some areas, but there's no doubt that we didn't give enough cover to our full back line. Yeah, I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. In the first half, I know that we had a lot of good movement off the ball, and we were doing most harm when we were runners coming off the shoulder and getting through gaps and so on. It's possible that their defence seemed to be more compact in the second half, and the movement around the ball maybe wasn't as good, and there wasn't as many gaps created, and we weren't able to get through those gaps. So there probably wasn't as many gaps there for us to sort of make incisive breaks into. And there's no doubt we were shooting from more difficult positions, and then we probably, our shot selection maybe wasn't as good as it could have been. But in fairness to Kerry, we're set up well, they're strong, they're an experienced defence, and they're able to hold us out, and we weren't able to score as freely as we were in the first, there's no doubt.
Former Kerry All-Ireland winner and 2014 Footballer of the Year, James O'Donoghue, broke down why David Clifford is a cut above the rest.
What I see from a 6'3", 6'4" player is very strong running, maybe in straight lines, good in the air, play big and strong and kind of hold people off around you. But with David, he plays low, he plays kind of hunched over. His balance is like a Derek Canavan's balance. He doesn't have to kind of rely on his strength. He gets down low, he can change direction as good as anyone. And he's 6'3". If you see him walking around the place, he's a big, strong man, but then he's so nimble on his feet when he's playing. So if you get too tight to him, he has the footwork to go around you and the pace to go around you. Also, if you get too tight with him and he goes at you, he can just paw you off with a hand and keep you at arm's length. And what he has, he puts hand to foot in terms of kicking the ball so quickly. He gets one step, he puts the hand out and it's over the bar. Other fellas take maybe two or three small little steps to settle themselves in terms of balance. He doesn't need that. He has this incredible balance, incredible footwork for a man that's 6'3". That's why I always say he plays 5'10 or 5'9". It's just kind of a term for saying he has it all, really.
And if you want to hear more analysis like that, you can listen to the Football Pod with James, Paddy Andrews and Tommy Rooney. Just search the Football Pod wherever you get your pods or on YouTube. And to not miss a single second of our GA coverage, why not become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Elsewhere on Saturday, Kildare claimed the Tailteann Cup title and returned to the Sam Maguire in 2026 with a dramatic 2-point win, 124-219, over Limerick at Croke Park. Trailing by 2 in the final quarter, the Lilywhites surged ahead with 8 points in 15 minutes. Darragh Curran was outstanding, scoring 8 points, while Alex Byrne hit 1-2 and super sub Brian McLaughlin added 3 points. Brian Flanagan's men led 113-19 at half time, but the Treaty stormed back, taking a 215-116 lead thanks to a goal from Killian Ryan. However, Kildare's strong finish, including key scores from Kirwan and McLaughlin, sealed the win and the route back to the top table next season. Flanagan told Off the Ball's Jonathan Higgins that they needed to celebrate winning national silverware.
Yeah, I think it is. We shouldn't be afraid of celebrating that, because for 10 or 15 years we've been waiting to lift a bit of silverware and have a national title to celebrate, so we have that now, and we're certainly going to enjoy the next few days.
Kildare captain Kevin Feely could have had a professional football career, but opted to play Gaelic football instead, something GA President Jarlath Burns referenced in the acceptance speech.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's everything that I would have wanted coming back from soccer, was to get the opportunity to lift silverware with Kildare, and I can't exaggerate how good it feels. So hopefully it continues. But yeah, we're a long time waiting for that. And you know, in my 10th or 11th season playing for Kildare, and we finally get this opportunity, and there's a lot of lads in similar kind of boat to myself who are we're itching and hoping for this chance to finally get to get some silverware. So yeah, definitely justifies the decision.
Brian McLaughlin came on and made an important contribution for the Lilywhites, and he said that it was a proud day to win a trophy with the county.
We haven't won a huge amount in Kildare at senior level over the last couple of years. Obviously we've had success at minor and 20s, but it's just great to get some silverware with Kildare senior football and look forward to driving on the next couple of years.
That is about all we have time for on this week's Final Whistle. Remember, you can listen to Off The Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning with Ger Gilroy, Cullen Buhig and Arthur O'Dea from 7:30 on the Go Loud app or on YouTube. You can listen to the Football Pod or the Hurling Pod with Will O'Callaghan, James Skehill and Paul Murphy ahead of next weekend's All-Ireland Hurling Final. Owen Sheehan will be back in the hot seat on your radios from 7 each weeknight. And I'll be back with more reaction this time next week on Off The Ball's Final Whistle. I'm David Wilson. Thanks for listening.